they're going to retire to the Himalayas because nothing can be done, right?
Yes. Oh, that's hopeless. You mean to say, sir, that the mind, having lived so long in conflict, refuses to move away from it?
It's not clear why it refuses. It refuses to give it up, right?
Yes, same thing. Refuses to give it up.
Yes, and it's not clear why, that the mind does not wish to see the full meaninglessness of the conflict, you see. The mind is deceiving itself. It's continually covering it up, right?
So, the philosophers and the so-called religious people have emphasized struggle, have emphasized the sense of striving.
Mm-hmm.
Control, make effort. Is that one of the causes why human beings refuse to let go?
Well, that may be one
way
point
of life.
That people want to, they hope that by fighting or struggling they will achieve a better result, right? That is, that not to give up what we have, but to improve it by struggle.
But you can see man has lived for, say, 2 million years. What has he achieved?
More wars,
more destruction.
What I'm trying to say is that people, there's a tendency to resist seeing this, but to continually go back to hope, you see, to hope that the struggle will finally produce something better.
I'm not quite sure if we have cleared this point, that the intellectuals of the world, I'm using the word respectfully, that word, the intellectuals of the world have emphasized this factor of struggle.
Well, I don't know if all of them have. I mean, many of them have, I suppose.
Most of them. I mean, like
Karl Marx.
Yes, Karl Marx, and even Bronowski, who says through acquiring more and more knowledge, more and more struggle, more. Is it that they have had such extraordinary influence on our minds?
Well, I think people do that without any encouragement from the intellectuals, that see, struggle has...